How many of you remember this song by the OJs from 1973 called For the Love of Money? How many remember that? Yeah? Y'all remember that? Let's see. You know, it was titled For the Love of Money, right? And it listed all the wrong things that people would do for money as a warning and called us to think about doing the right things with it. But what you didn't know is that it was actually based on a biblical text from 1 Timothy 6 and 10, which says, "For the love of money is the root of all evil." And every now and again, I'll run into somebody who'll say to me, "Money is the root of all evil, right?" And I go, well, that's not exactly the way that it's written. But the church, the truth is that the church has not been very good at talking about money. Sometimes it uses scriptures wrongly to guilt people into giving, knowing that God's plan for giving is not to make us feel like bad Christians because we can't give more, or better Christians because we can. But God delights in our giving, whether it is in sharing our time, our talents, or our money. I remember once being at a church, and just before they got to the offering, the pastor got up, and he started calling us all kinds of derogatory names because he wanted to keep us from putting a dollar in the offering. And I signaled my friend, and I was like, "Let's go," and we walked straight out. Now, I can't tell you how many parishioners have spoken to me over the years who were turned off by the way that churches talk about money. A parishioner recently told me that they were in a church where they passed the basket 5 times. Now, today I'm only going to pass it 4 times. For years here at Spiritus, we have made a conscious decision to not talk about money. We work hard to be responsible stewards over the generosity of this parish, and I think we've done a good job. You kept us going through COVID, and we are so grateful for each one of you. One of the realizations that has prompted me to talk about it today is the desire to bolster our financial health of our parish over the long haul as we continue doing the amazing work that happens here in our church in our 25th year. At our last parish forum, we informed you that in the last 5 years that our collections have only gone up about $100 a week. And we recognize that many of us are doing the very best that we can, given the rising costs, inflation, and just life circumstances. And at the same time, we realize the incredible work happening here at the church. So in our 25th year, we're asking for more parish support, if you can. Our 25th anniversary's goal is to have at least 350 parishioners who can to consider giving $25 more a week than they normally give in the collection in honor of our silver anniversary. Actually, we're looking for 349 because I'm the 350th. And if you can't do 25 more, any amount would be helpful. But I didn't just want to ask you, Spiritus, for support, for more support. I wanted to show you where that support ends up as you consider our Invest in Spiritus campaign. Honestly, I thought of borrowing the money from a leprechaun. Why didn't I borrow the money from a leprechaun, you might ask? Because sometimes they just come up a little short. All right, bad joke. But honestly, I remember what it feels like to be a little short of what you need. Recently, I was in the store getting groceries, and I noticed a woman in front of me. She was paying for her groceries, and as she began to swipe her card, I heard her say, "You can put some of those things back." And as she handed back her meat and items to the teller, to the clerk to be subtracted from her bill. I said to her, "Are you over?" And she said, "Yes." And I said, "I got you." So I nodded to the clerk to put her extra portion on my bill. She returned her groceries to her, and she said thank you, and she left. The truth is that I had been waiting 33 years to do that. 33 years ago, I was the woman in the store who had two kids shopping for shoes for their father's funeral, with only enough to buy shoes for one of them, when a strange woman who heard me say to my son, "I don't have enough for those," stepped in, put a $20 bill in my hand, and she said, "I got you." So today, we're asking you to be one of the 349 to say, "I got you." So instead of asking a leprechaun, or just inviting you to consider our ask of additional support, I wanted to show you what your investment in Spiritus does and will continue to do through this beautiful slideshow. And I'm going to ask somebody to turn the lights down for us. Investing in Spiritus means investing in us, in all that we've been called to do in the church and in the world and in our community as a spiritual family. When you invest in Spiritus, you help us provide beautiful worship music, an outstanding band, and an amazing worship experience. From our Thursday night folk group to our Saturday ensembles to our Sunday full band of bass and guitar players and saxophone and violinist and clarinets and congos and drums and three keyboard players and conductors, it is music that stirs our souls and puts us in the presence of a loving and healing God. Investing in Spiritus means investing in our children and youth who enrich us and lead us and enhance our community in so many beautiful ways. From our nursery and engagement with neighborhood kids and asylum seekers, to our religious ed kids making lunch for the homeless, we know that investing in Spiritus is investing in our community of care. Investing in Spiritus means bringing families and kids together for retreats and game nights and fun. Investing in Spiritus means investing in VBS for our children each summer. And this particular year, I got to be a hot dog and hang out with those amazing teachers and volunteers and children who make it happen. Christmas plays, Last Supper, and Seven Last Word enactments are ways that you invest in Spiritus. Investing in Spiritus helps us provide sacramental programs like First Communion and Confirmation and baptisms and marriage and reconciliation, Sacrament of the Sick and Holy Orders, where we have been a hub for women's ordination. A highlight is that our youth and children have already begun giving out communion here every Sunday, along with the adults, as we build on an intergenerational partnership of ministry with them. Your investment helps us take care of Mother Earth, just as she takes care of us. Through our Mother Earth community, we are so grateful for the park cleanups, the opportunities to fall in love with nature, climate change conferences, green spots once a month that keep that responsibility close to and intentional for us. One of the biggest blessings that your support has allowed us to do is create and support an Across the Miles community, where we have over 200 new members of Spiritus who join us virtually. And as you can see by this slide, sometimes they come in person from across 50 states in the U.S., and outside our country, in places like Canada and Africa and Mexico and Austria and Romania. Our Across the Miles community has even formed a small Christian community, and they often attend our meetings and gatherings virtually, as well as participate as virtual lectors once a month here on Sundays. One of the places where regular fellowship, connection, sharing of information and treats and great hospitality happens is through our coffee hour following our 7:30 and our 9:30 mass. Lauren works with our amazing hospitality teams, providing space where everybody is welcome. Our hospitality teams do everything with love and a smile. Investing in Spiritus helps us support Caring Connection Ministries for parishioners in need and caregivers taking care of loved ones. Just a few nights ago, this arm of Caring Connection held a caregiver's dinner with about 30 people in attendance. It was amazing. Your support helps us develop a robust young adult ministry. Give it up for the young adults. Along with our fellowship Friday meals and gatherings after our first Friday Mass each month, our young adults are leading the way. They are leading our religious ed programs. They lead our Caring Connection ministry, our prayer line, our AV ministry, our hospitality ministry, and they are on our stewardship committee and our visioning board. And for the first time, we've added 2 youth seats to our visioning board where we welcomed 2 young people at our last meeting. Your investment allows our youth group to go on mission trips every year. Yeah, Elijah. This year, they went to Syracuse with this community, and a few weeks later, the Syracuse community brought a contingency to Rochester, and they attended our 9:30 Mass. Investing in Spiritus helps us to continue to be good buddies in our Buddy Readers program, where we do our work in 3 inner city schools. Then, of course, there is all the parish community outreach that happens based on who walks through our doors. We provide food to our own outdoor free food cupboard and free food cupboards across the city. We offer gift cards, organize meals for asylum seekers, advocate for the homeless. We even created recently a clothing closet for our new neighbors who came here needing coats and clothes and shoes and boots and blankets. We're in the process of installing bike racks and seeking bike donations for these families who had their bikes stolen. The giving and the connections that happen when we open our hearts to others is how we follow Jesus' radical message of unconditional love. Your gift helps us maintain our Adopt-A-Family program, where 150 plus families are served every year a meal and Christmas gifts for their children. You help us create local history through partnering to help create a civil rights park, calling for systems of policing to transform, working to end racism and social injustice for farm workers, the poor, people of color, and people on the margins. Once a month, we support our Speaking from the Heart ministry, where parishioners meet with refugees to build relationships and connection while navigating the English language and systems together with volunteers for success. Last year, when they attended the parish picnic, they sang songs at our karaoke event in their native tongue. It was amazing. Your investment supports our participation in the Pride Parade and planning of our Solidarity Sunday celebrations. This year, we again drove the Spiritus van. We marched with a contingency. We gave out pastor hugs to everyone. I even almost left with a little boy. We hosted Alex as our Solidarity Sunday homilist, an amazing speaker, author, and spiritual leader. You help us to be good allies as we celebrate our diversity. Investing in Spiritus means great adult ed programming by Mike Boucher that maintains our interfaith, racial justice, LGBTQ+, Mother Earth, spirituality, and our liberation theological and adult enrichment commitments. Every year in June, we get to gather for our parish picnic, organized by our amazing parish picnic team, bringing over 100 parishioners together for great food, fun, music, and fellowship. And last but not least, where would we be without our investment in our live stream dream team led by Aaron Leach? He is the only staff person where it takes 12 people to do his job when he's absent. What a gem he is. Of course, none of this work would happen without your support of our amazing staff, who every week serves us with great love. So if you're wondering how you can invest in Spiritus, Bridget and the stewardship committee are glad you asked. There are a number of ways you can help. If just 349 people give $25 more a week than they normally do, in honor of our 25th year celebration, it will give us an annual increase of $420,000 and help maintain the amazing work that you just learned about. And of course, any amount will be helpful. If you can do more, we will not limit you. And if you can do less or not at all, we are deeply grateful and appreciative of you. Of course, there are many other ways that you can support this work long-term that's on the screen. So on the way out of Mass or at the coffee hour, our stewardship committee will be back there and there'll be postcards with information on all the ways that you can help. So I hope that you have learned things that you didn't know and that I didn't put you off by asking for support. And I really hope I didn't offend any leprechauns. So thank you, Spiritus, for offering your support, for investing in Spiritus. Together, we will create a future that thrives, that flourishes, and serves the world and the community around us. Amen.